A speck of white flickers in pitch darkness. The light throbs and pulses. The light intensifies, revealing a country lane. A car drives past, briefly illuminating ferns and bracken at the roadside. A white gatepost and a road sign are lit up by the headlamps of two cars that speed along the lane. Trees are bathed in warm golden light as the vehicles continue on their journey. Exhaust fumes drift across the sky beneath a luminescent full moon. Cars are parked in a woodland clearing. The chassis of a vehicle reflects red brake lights. A dark figure moves between the cars. A woman's hands leave prints in condensation that has formed on the windows of a vehicle. A man standing ankle deep in a layer of fallen leaves thrusts back and forth. Stars track across the night sky.
Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, oh yes.
Men stand around watching as a man standing at the back of his car has sex with a woman doggy style.
Oh yes, oh, oh, oh shh.
Another car arrives. Dogging tails. A man is wearing an owl eye mask.
So dogging, tell me where it came from.
I'm not exactly sure where it came from, but I heard about it going back sort of 20 odd years ago, you know, when I was in Epping Forest Eye Beach up there with a girlfriend, and I was having sex in the car, and next thing I know there was like half a dozen blokes standing around the car, and I thought, like, shit, what's this? And I jumped out of the car and I said to them, like, you know, what's going on? And they said, oh, we're dogging. And I said, well, what's dogging? And they told me, and I thought, oh, sounds all right. So it just sort of went on from there.
Did you carry on having sex with the girl?
I did, yeah. There was two actually in there, two girls in the car. The ex-wife didn't like it. You know, I don't know why. See, dogging isn't just about everybody going out and having sex together. You know, you get a lot of voyeurs who like to just to watch and have a wank. They can have a wank and, you know, and do whatever.
How does that make you feel?
I don't really pay much attention to them. I just sort of, if I'm playing on my own, I just close my eyes and ignore them. Or if me and Liz are doing anything, I just sort of look in the opposite direction.
Did you enjoy sex?
Not with my ex. Didn't enjoy it at all, but enjoy it a lot with Liz.
What's the dogging done for you?
That's helped boost my confidence as well.
You would never talk to anybody. No. You know, she used to be shy, and I mean shy. Her personality now has totally changed, and I think that's due to the fact that the last 3 years we've been going dogging.
The woman is wearing a cat mask and seems to be considerably younger than Les. Now she dabs a makeup brush into a palette of eyeshadows.
When I go out dogging, it's more about me gaining back all the control that I never did have in my old relationship.
She smears powder blue shadow onto her eyelids. A tattoo on her upper arm reads Les in capital letters.
I like wearing makeup because it makes me feel like a total different person. It's a way of me covering up my past. The bad times. Old relationships.
The woman pulls off a hairband, then puts on a mask.
Once I've got my makeup on, I don't see the cracks anymore.
She secures the cat's mask at the back with ribbons.
I see a prettier me rather than just a plain me. But I see a total different person.
Les, wearing his owl mask, sprays deodorant under the armpits of his T-shirt.
Linked?
Yeah, got to be linked.
Which one?
Links. I ain't got my glasses on. What does that say, Sue?
Final audition.
Yeah, it's a flat one. Can't beat it. Bat and Jupe. Brilliant.
Les and his partner are sitting in the car, both wearing their masks. He turns the engine on and the red brake lights illuminate the front of the house behind them. As they drive away, Len's eyes glisten behind the feather mask.
My kids now, they know what we do. I haven't hid nothing from them. They know we go out dogging.
What do you think people think of doggies?
Some people hate us, but we're not interfering with them. We try to keep out of people's way. You know, if we want to do it, we do it. We don't want to leave a boring life.
A sprawling city at night.
People who sit there and, oh yeah, them doggers and all that crap. And yet, behind closed doors, are all sitting there watching porns and stuff like that. We don't go in for watching porn films. They're boring. You know, it's either the real thing or nothing.
Les glances across at his partner, then chuckles. They pass beneath a bridge, then drive over markings on the road reading slow.
Right, this is a little place we know.
He turns off the main road and onto an unlit lane. Les has left the car and taps on his partner's window.
Coming.
The blonde-haired woman gets out and readjusts the ties holding her mask on. She's wearing a strapless top and a kind of cape around her shoulders.
You can never predict what'll happen when you go dogging, you know. You never know what happens when you go into the woods.
An owl perched on a tree branch appears in purple-tinged night vision footage. Les and his partner are walking through the pitch-black woods, their bodies glowing lilac. Les takes photos of his partner sitting on the ground with her legs spread and her breasts exposed.
It's going to be fun, this is, I tell you.
He crouches down on the ground.
Move your dress.
The camera flash has attracted the attention of a couple of men.
You know, when we go out dogging, when the blokes are watching and that, you know, I just feel good in myself that I'm there and I suppose supplying that bit of entertainment.
Les takes more photos.
I've DJed for 35 years, so I love entertaining people and, you know, you're putting on like a little show. I just feel that a little bit more important.
His partner is perched on a tree stump with her legs spread and her crotch exposed to the sudden flashes of light from Les's camera. It's a murky grey day and the wind ripples tall stalks of grass. A swan floating on the surface of a lake grooms itself. Thousands of birds are flocking in the sky, moving in a broad band that flashes and changes direction in a split second. The interviewer's voice.
Does it get addictive, this lifestyle?
Well, yeah, because that's sex with new strings. if you're going somewhere, you can get free sex that don't cost you nothing. You never got to see the person again, so it don't matter whether you do a good job or a bad job. What could be better? Obviously, that's going to be addictive.
A paunchy man wearing a fox mask is sitting in the driver's seat of a lorry. There's a single bed behind him made up with zebra-striped bedding.
Welcome to my home 5 or 6 days a week.
Is it comfy?
Yeah, you make it as comfy as you want. I mean, the bed is comfy. I mean, I'd probably sleep better in here than what I do in a proper bed.
So what are you doing here?
I'm now parking up for the night and going to go dogging.
And you drive a lorry as a living?
Yeah. Yeah, out on the road 5 and 6 days a week, covering the whole country. Dogging in as many places as I can find.
It's night, and the man drives his lorry beneath motorway road signs advising a speed limit of 40, alongside a warning reading, congestion, use hard shoulder.
That's a lonely job out on the road, every day out on the road on your own.
Streetlights glow eerily in the thick fog that has descended onto the roads.
So when you park up in a dogging site, there's always somebody to talk to. Most of the people in the haulage company business know about dogging, because originally dogging was started with couples and lorry drivers. And this is one of the perks of being a lorry driver.
What percentage of lorry drivers are into dogging?
Going by the amount of lorry drivers I know, I would say 70%.
A car drives past a couple of lorries parked up in a lay-by.
Do you feel like you're hunting for something?
Yeah, the furry triangle.
The furry triangle?
Yeah. Obviously, you go and try and have... If you're in a dogging site, obviously you want to try and have fun with the females. There's always females about wanting sex. Some nights you'll sit around and you won't see a female. And another night, there'll be 5 or 6 females about.
It's dusk and a plane crosses the sky.
Do you have a family?
No.
Would you like a family?
No.
Isn't it nice to be in love?
What is love?
Sharing something with somebody, more than just sex.
Personally, I prefer to be as I am doing the job. That way you're not hurting nobody and you can't get hurt yourself.
Cars stream along the road.
Have you been hurt before?
No, I wouldn't say hurt. I've spent a lot of money in relationships. Most men, when they sit and work it out, they have to pay for sex regardless. This way you don't pay for it.
The sky has turned dark blue and casts into silhouette the foliage of trees in woodland. A car is standing with its driver and rear passenger doors open. A woman's leg is visible, hanging over the edge of the back seat. Men are standing around nearby, smoking cigarettes. The car door judders on its hinges. Another woman in her underwear and thigh-high boots.
I like to think that my wife is desirable. I'm extremely proud of the way she looks.
The woman hobbles away over the uneven ground. Now a couple sitting in their car. The man is wearing a wolf mask, the woman a pig.
And how long have you been with John?
15 years.
Married?
Yes.
Are you quite highly sexed like in your normal life?
Yeah.
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 I'd say, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, up until, say, 4 or 5 years ago, we were having sex every single night.
Yeah, that's not why we come down here, because we haven't got no sex life at home, is it?
No, certainly not.
Cars converge on a clearing.
I think when we first started coming up here, we'd pick one or two blokes to go with. But I like quite a few blokes to come up here with us.
A man has sex with a woman in the back of a hatchback.
I like one after another. I just come down here, I suppose, to get through as many blokes as I can.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want them to care about me. I don't want them to care about me. I just want them to like what they're looking at, fuck me, and go.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And the quicker they come, the better. Because they haven't come down here to make love to someone for hours. They just want to come and they just want to go.
You better get up here often.
Quite often.
Been quite a few times this year.
Yeah, I like to talk to the blokes first for a little while.
Yeah, just to get an idea
just to get a gist of what they're like.
Yeah.
Once it's in you, and you get, it's like a drug, though. I do find it very Moorish.
Right.
I met people from all walks of life. I've met undertakers, I've met vicars, solicitors, weirdos, all sorts.
A lone man approaches a dogging site on foot. The area is lit up with white headlamps and red brake lights. A man is having sex with John's wife on a bench.
So you get quite different types of men?
Yes.
Oh, you get a very broad spectrum of people down here, believe me. Right from the nice people to the complete idiots. You do get people go down there, think that if a woman's down there, it is just a free-for-all. You can do what you want because that's what they're down there for, which certainly isn't the case. There are guidelines and things that you have to adhere to. You've got to remember, it's still my wife at the end of the day, and you can't be taking liberties just because they're down there for having sex with men. Doesn't mean that you can just roll up and just do what you want.
And who makes the rules?
Me.
John faces the camera, his wolf mask taking on an air of malevolence.
Do you feel scared that you're sort of alone in the woods with your wife and 8 men?
Never.
No, I don't either.
No.
I think the more blokes there is, the safer I feel.
The glowing eyes of animals.
It's a very strange situation. I think you've got to be quite confident, I think, of yourself to be able to have sex with a woman in front of an audience, so to speak.
Do you like this kind of animalistic nature of dogging?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do.
A grazing deer lifts its head inquisitively. Laundry spins in a washing machine. The second hand ticks round on a clock balanced on top of a cooker. A woman wearing a cat mask yawns under a duvet. She's sitting beside a shaven-headed man wearing a badger-like mask.
What are you watching on TV?
It's X Factor, isn't it, really? But we haven't been watching it, we haven't had time.
Why not?
Too busy.
The man's fingers are interlaced.
I work in a factory full time. I work 7 days a week, 12-hour days.
When I get home from work, I'm really tired.
The shadow of the woman's cat's ears are cast onto the wall.
What's got you into dogging?
Just to try something different.
Yeah, just try something different and see if you can have some fun and meet people and make friends on the way.
How long have you been dogging for?
4 weeks now.
Has it been that long? I thought it'd been about 3 weeks.
3 weeks, yeah.
The woman pulls the lid off a tub of sweets.
What have you got?
Toffees.
Now, ground level footage of a fern-strewn forest floor.
We just drove around for a bit, went down this quiet path, and then we just pulled up and then went into the woods and played with each other. And it was quite good, actually, quite exciting.
A couple of mice scurry out of sight.
Are you not having sex?
We've tried.
We've tried, but we kept getting disturbed. So we stopped.
The people kept going past and it kept putting me off because I know it's a dogging area and people are going to be going past and watching. I think because it was our first time up there, it just put me off, people going past, even though I know they would be going past.
And why have you started? Why have you felt the need to start dogging?
It was just, I think I got bored of just being with him. So I thought I'd try cheating. It just happened to get out of control, really. I was just cheating with any random person that would show me the attention. And I felt guilty each time I did it, so I had to tell him.
It's not been easy, not been that easy at all. But because I love her, I've stood by her. And I want to make a go of it. I want to be with her.
I think that's the reason why he proposed we go dogging.
Yeah, I thought we'd do it as a last resort to try and spice things up between us as well. I think it could work for both of us. I think it's pretty exciting.
The portly woman covers her mouth as she lets out a yawn. Cars drive along a main road with a secluded lane coming off of it.
So this is it. This is the dreaded lane. They refer to it as the Dogger's Lane.
Sunlight gleams through the canopy of a forest. A sign fixed to a post warns of the danger of electrocution. The lane is a rough track running through the centre of the woods. A red squirrel scampers across the ground.
Well, this land belongs to the three squirrels, who apparently have told the police they will fence it off, but whether they will or not, I don't know.
A squirrel nibbles on a nut.
So the cars would meet here?
Yeah. They'd actually cut the trees back.
Who cut the trees?
The doggers themselves. Yeah, they made their own little space.
In the woods?
In the woods and at the bottom so they could park their cars.
A man is walking his wolf-like dog along the lane.
Sometimes 16 cars, that kind of thing up here. Every day of the week. I mean, 7 days a week, it never stopped.
The man leaves the main track.
I mean, if you come in, you'll see it. I mean, it's like a city in here. They've created all the little roads. You can see it's just a maze, a path that they've created around here.
The man and his dog follow one of the narrow paths.
Here's one of the little hides that they had. And if you went down there, that was absolutely full of condoms, full of pornography, knickers. They dragged mattresses and things like that up. They'd created almost like little rooms. But it was up here, the police said that they had cut branches into penis shapes and were sitting on them, sticking the tree branches up the backsides.
A newspaper story.
They caught a guy with a bag over his head. He'd handcuffed himself to a tree, absolutely nude, and put a sign round his neck inviting people to abuse him. All I ask is that you don't take the bag off my head. I mean, how bad can that be? Not even knowing who's abusing you.
The man's dog takes in its surroundings, then makes a huffing noise.
Well, I used to, when my two girls were really young, we used to bring them into the woods here, and of course we'd made all little stories up about fairies living in the trees and things, you know, like little kids love all that. And then you watch them grow up with that innocence, and then you're walking down one day and all of a sudden, Daddy, there's a man there with no clothes on, you know, and it's like, oh, holy moly. Now, somebody said to me, it's that age of Aquarius loving, it's that mental picture that people have of people sort of skipping through the tulips, you know, in flimsy summer dresses and then stopping for a quickie. Whereas you've seen the reality of it, it's nothing like that.
So why did you move down here?
Well, we moved because the countryside, we wanted to live in the countryside. We both spent our lives working in the city. We didn't expect this. You don't get this in central London. So to get it here in the middle of the countryside, real bad shock.
Bees buzz around the heads of pale, lavender-coloured flowers. The slender blooms sway beneath the weight of the insects.
What's it like having your wood back?
It's great. And this is what it should be like, you know, this is what it's for. It's a nature reserve.
Sunlight shines through bright green oak leaves, and a deer treads softly across the bracken-strewn ground.
So the doggers haven't stopped, they've just moved to a different area.
Well, we think that's what's happened. We don't see them, so you'd have to guess that, yeah, they've just moved on somewhere else now. I mean, some other poor sods will have to put up with it.
The man continues his walk. A park bench has been placed in the shade of a large tree. Night has fallen, and the bench is now being put to use by a couple having sex. A man heads through the woods.
How many women and men are going to sit and watch this programme and go, oh, I wish I could do that? I'll bet there's loads of people that do. I bet there's loads of women that dream about, you know, having two men or three men or however many, but wouldn't dare mention it to the husband.
A man wearing camouflage trousers is having sex with a woman at the back of a car.
And while Susie's having sex, what are you doing, John?
Watching, normally. I enjoy watching her having sex, I must admit. I like it when there's like a small group of blokes and they're just taking it in turns on her. I find that really arousing.
A man tosses his used condom away.
I don't know, but a lot of the blokes have said that they find you intimidating because of the way you look. They see you and sort of think, oh, I wouldn't stand a chance of going with her because she looks...
Yeah, which I've told them, they've only got to come up and talk to me.
Yeah.
And they'll find out what I'm like.
Yeah.
A red light glows in the sky above some trees. Susie and her entourage have moved to a park bench. Susie is bending over it while a man pleasures her with his fingers.
Sometimes when you go with a bloke, they can't go hard on. I do feel a bit disappointed. I think there's something wrong with her the way I look then.
Susie's breasts pressed against a car window.
I've never felt secure in myself, ever. Ever. Have I?
Which is absolutely astounding.
I pull myself to bits all the time.
Where does that come from?
From years of being anorexic when I was younger. Anorexia fucks your mind up. Big time. It does. I wanted to die. When I ate, I could feel the fat going on my body and I just had to go and be sick. I couldn't leave it in my body. It's awful, it's horrible.
if anybody asked us to go out for a meal, I would be anxious, sweating. I was frightened that I had to eat.
A man with his trousers round his calves and his underwear pulled down underneath his buttocks.
You'll never be happy with the way you look.
I'll never be happy with my body. Ever be happy with my body. Ever. But then it makes me feel better when I go out and I get compliments and blokes say it looks nice, and so that makes me feel better. I'm on a high. It makes me feel good. It makes me feel nice about myself. For a little while.
Glowing eyes.
What scares you in life?
I think getting old scares me.
A deer standing in a small clearing between some trees.
I think getting old, not looking nice. Worrying that John's not going to find me attractive anymore. That's what scares me. I am frightened of that.
Silly.
A spot of red light shines on otters swimming in a pond. Susie is perched on the tabletop of the park bench, dressed in lacy underwear and thigh-high black leather boots. It's early morning, and sunlight struggles to penetrate through a thick layer of white cloud. In a trick of the light, a person out for a stroll seems to be walking in mid-air. A woman's voice.
If you do something different, or you have something that's different, people will either ostracise you or treat you differently. And all I ever wanted to do was to be treated like everybody else.
The clouds and the light merge, making it appear as if the walker is caught in the centre of a blizzard.
I'm a mum. That's what I have to do. And even though my children have special needs, I just cope with it. All three of them have now been diagnosed with various conditions, so that's quite hard.
Tufts of grass, then rippling water.
I felt alone for a long while.
A bathtub fills with water spilling from a tap. Shimmering ribbons of light dance across the cream surface.
When I get dressed up and go out and play, I leave all that at home and I become me. I'm not mum. I'm not someone's other half. I am me. And I suppose in a way that's a release. I leave all that behind.
A woman washing herself in the bath.
I find it hard to think of myself as being sexy because I'm a big girl. Always been big. Just didn't class myself as being attractive to other men.
The woman is lying back in her bath.
I suppose it's self-confidence and self-esteem. I never felt part of the in crowd. I was always on the outside. I just never felt happy with myself.
She steps out of the warm water.
But as I'm getting dressed, I can see this sexy, voluptuous, confident woman who is ready to go and have sex with a stranger.
She smooths the black dress over her large proportions.
And, you know, they can't wait to get their hands on me. That is a hell of an ego beast.
As she pulls on fishnet stockings, the water drains out of the bath.
My husband will be downstairs in the living room. He knows exactly what I'm doing. And I always tell him that I love him before I go out the door, because I do. And then thinking about coming home. Even at that point, I can't wait to get home. Because I want to get home and get my hands on him. Because it's like foreplay. I enjoy it. But the best bit is coming home and knowing that he's going to be waiting for me.
The woman tilts her head from side to side, wearing a mask that resembles the face of a cow. A fridge magnet in the shape of the word love. Now, the couple wearing the cat and badger masks.
I think we're looking for another woman for Terry. So I think if there was another woman, he can get his enjoyment out of all the dogging.
It's always been a dream of mine to have two women.
2 weeks later, Terry is on the sofa, sandwiched between two very large ladies.
So, who's this?
It's Anne.
Yeah, I'm Anne.
How long have you guys known each other?
About a week.
Only a week?
Yeah.
Have you guys become friends?
Yeah, we're hanging good friends.
Yeah.
Whilst Terry's been at work, what have you two been doing all day?
We've been watching TV and having a laugh together.
Yeah, nothing, you know.
We won't play without Terry being here.
Yeah, really. She's had a stroke on my tip, but that's about it.
Is that what you like to do?
I like to play, yeah, definitely.
What playing do you like to do?
I like everything, but I do really like aura. You know what I mean? Well, I've performed aura on Terry and I've sucked Sarah's breasts. Yeah.
How do you feel about this, Terry?
I'm fine with it.
Yeah?
Still learning, obviously, but still trying new things.
You've got two women now.
Yeah. Every man's dream.
Definitely. To be honest, we can't really do, like, a lot of things in Terry's car because it's quite small.
Terry's small car is parked beneath a streetlight outside a red brick building.
And where's Terry fit in with all this?
I'm the driver.
Terry revs his engine and motors away from the curb. A half moon seems to glide across the pitch black night sky. Terry stops at a junction and looks left and right.
And how are you, Terry? You said you went very well.
No, I've had a sore throat. Been to the doctors. Been croaky.
What did the doctor say was wrong?
Tonsillitis.
Flashing red lights illuminate spindly tree branches reaching up into the sky like gnarled fingers.
It's very bumpy.
Yeah.
Can you not come off the big bumps?
In the woods, anything can happen.
Now out of the car, Terry lights the way ahead with a torch beam.
So where are we going?
Into the woods. Not too far.
Not too far, because we don't want to get lost. Shit, I can't see. Fuck off.
No,
there, I can now, because the light's...
Oh.
This part looks muddy.
No, it's not dry.
That is fucking muddy as fuck. Fucking hell, there you go, thank you.
Oh, I will need a way.
Is this like marsh or something we're on? What do we do now, then? Terry.
What? You two can have a play.
Why just us?
Why just us? No, Terry, let's have a play with you.
All right, then.
Come on then, Terry, get him down.
Connie's gonna...
Oh, fuck this.
Go on, Sarah.
Come on. Aww. You didn't take any Viagra today, Terry, did you?
No.
Hopefully this coldness, like, you know.
One of the women strokes Terry's penis and he says, it's getting there.
It is getting there. It takes time because it's cold, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'll let you off. I bet this is lovely, Terry, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great.
It's great. Can you see my tits?
Of course you can.
Oh, that's good. Shame there's not another guy here, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think I need a bit of help. Terry, do you want your dick sucked?
No.
No? On my tits.
You two can play with each other.
Yeah. There you go. That's it. Nice. I like it.
What's it like being out here then?
Oh, it's good fun. Great fun, yeah.
Take a muscle.
Why is that?
Yeah. Just a thrill, isn't it? And then you get to play as well, so it's all good. Exciting, really.
I love you, Sarah.
Ow! So.
Why did you choose to do this outside and not in your home?
In the home, it's vanilla, really, isn't it? It's like, we're young, you know. We
want to have some fun.
We want to have some fun before we
get too old.
Yeah. I think it's really good. I think, obviously, if we had more, if we had another guy here, you know what I mean? I think it would have been great.
It's our second time in the woods as well, so it's second time.
Are you going to keep coming out even though it gets colder?
I'd like to see if we can get up here.
Can somebody come in?
Yeah. I can get some. Who is it?
Oh no.
The trio freeze.
Looks like you got your new person to join in.
A circle of pale blue light pans across the woods surrounding the group. The trio stare into the darkness, trying to make out the new arrival. A fox pauses in front of the camera, its eyes glowing red in the night vision light. A dogger has joined the two women and strokes one of Sarah's breasts while Anne licks the nipple of the other one. The man traces his hand over Anne's chest while Terry stands a short distance away, lighting the scene with his mobile phone screen. Suddenly, he speaks out.
Sarah, I'm not comfortable with this.
Right. Pardon?
I'm not comfortable with it.
Yeah. He said he's not comfortable.
Okay.
That's why he's not.
I think he doesn't like people too close.
Sorry. Just all new to us, you see, we just don't. Sorry about that.
What do you want to do?
I'm too cold.
Okay, we should just
leave it then?
Leave it then. Come on then.
I'm going to go home. Okay. Sorry.
Come on then.
I didn't like that at all.
But that's what dogging is.
But that's what dogging is. I just hope you remember the way back. They head through the pitch black woods. Delicate white flowers with yellow centres, then a butterfly taking flight from a fern leaf.
So how's dogging been going?
Slowed down, obviously, because of the weather.
Raindrops splash on the surface of a puddle.
Down in Kent, it's never been absolutely brilliant.
Nettle leaves made glossy with the rain and bare tree branches silhouetted by a rainbow.
There's a lot of police activity around, and I think a lot of people are staying away.
Have they been stopping?
Yeah, it's been stopping big time.
A white bird peers through the bars of its cage.
Say hello, Rocky. Say hello.
It's padlocked in.
He can open this, and you can see where he's bent the metal. Don't want him killing the cat, do we?
Les. He teases the white bird.
It's like if you were sitting in here and I opened up that cage, he wouldn't come to me, he would fly straight over to you. You put your arm out, he'll sit on your arm and he'll just sink his beak straight into you. No questions asked. No, don't bite. See, a lot of parrots, they pick one person and one person only. And anybody else is a threat. It's sort of like a mate, if you think about it. You know, because over the years and that, they find a mate and they stay together for life. But, you know, we have our little arguments and that, but it's never, ever, ever about who I shagged the night before. I could drop dead tomorrow. You know, I've seen it happen. I see my brother fine 1 minute, and then, like, within 6 months, cancer and dead. You know? and I look at him and I think, like, you know, I just intend to have as much fun as possible. You know, at least when I do die, the old Dara will smile on my face. I mean, Sue's 29, I'm 49. My kids like her, you know, they get on well.
How many kids do you have?
14 boys, twin girls, a stepson and a stepdaughter.
18?
Yeah. Hopefully 19 coming up.
Really?
Yeah. Going for one more before I have the chop. You know, other than that, I'd have to be using condoms, and like condoms just like don't work for me. Don't fit.
Why is that?
They just don't fit. Too small.
Can't get bigger ones.
Tried. No good.
Extra, extra big ones?
Never tried the extra, extra.
It's dusk, and a light mist hangs above flowers in a field. Les and Sue are in their car.
Right. Sue turns up.
Les is looking at his mobile phone.
So what are you doing now?
Just going on the internet. See who's about.
The couple sit in silence, wearing their masks.
I feel sorry for Sue. She missed the golden years of dogging, when it was natural and original. Since the internet's come on, you know, dogging's just absolutely gone to shit. Yeah. You know, we spend so much time on the internet trying to arrange to meet people when really we should be out in the woods, shagging.
What's happening?
No one about at the moment. Not this area, anyway.
Where are they all?
Midland, Scotland, Broxton, A41.
The lane is empty.
I don't think we'll ever go. Stop going out dogging. That's our weekend relaxation. I think I'll just carry on dogging till the day I die. What Sue will do after that, I don't know.
Stars dot the inky black sky. An orange light is run over a herd of deer grazing on the edge of the woods. A fox pauses beside a low bush before continuing to go about its nighttime business. A mouse standing on its hind legs peers into the golden light shining into its bulbous black eyes. Terry is decorating a Christmas tree. Sarah is sitting on the sofa with baubles strung over her fingers. She looks on, shaking her head disapprovingly, as Terry hangs them on the black branches of the artificial tree. Terry stands with his hands on his hips, admiring his handiwork. Now, he strikes a match and lights two fat candles. Fast food wrappers litter the tabletop as he extinguishes the flame. Then Sarah pours fizzy orange drink into a glass. They tuck into their takeaway treats.
This burger's really nice.
The clock balanced on the oven shows that the time is nearly 9:20.
How's it going, Sarah?
All good. But I think deep down I want to give the dog enough. Because I think deep down I don't want to do it no more.
It's been up and down, lately, to be honest.
What do you mean?
I've thought about quitting myself and just stop it all together.
So what's this whole dogging experience done for you?
Made me realise how much he loved me. Made me realise he cared, to be honest.
The couple are sitting side by side on the sofa, holding hands.
That's a nice feeling.
Really nice. I did not think about people care like that for me before.
I'll always protect her. It's my job as a boyfriend.
Do you think we're better than that?
The couple sit in companionable silence. Terry, on the left, wearing his badger mask and a benign expression. Sarah has her hand tucked into the pocket of her black hooded jacket and is positioned so that she appears to be a lot taller and more domineering than her boyfriend. She looks across at him and he glances back, then turns to stare directly at the camera. Red lights illuminate the road ahead as a car drives along a country lane.